This recording, Florida 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah was a nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the territory for a long time, so she was very happy to start a new job in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain white dress and a furry yellow fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah a letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the bird. Soon that goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it took some force to trap her, but Sarah managed by gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and singing to her. Her efforts were not futile. Very soon the goose began to tire, and Sarah gave her a relaxing bath. Then she laid Comma on a cloth for diagnosis. Almost immediately, Sarah remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. I can't remember the name of the medicine. It came in a fancy jar and was very expensive, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, so when I was 6 years old, I was playing the Dormouse in Alice in Wonderland at this acting camp production thing, because I always played furry animals in productions for some reason. First, I was Toto. And so we're doing this, the tea party scene with Alice and the Mad Hatter and all that stuff, and we had this rolling platform that rolled out, hard, ridiculous platform. And we had made the teapot out of a trash can that we cut the back out of and we painted to look like all pretty and stuff. So I just went around to the back of it whenever I had to get in. And so I do my solo number where I get to like hit the Mad Hatter over the head with a fly swatter and get to mispronounce a lot of words. It was really neat. And just as I'm getting back in to the teapot from the back, I fall off the table onto the corner of the platform, bang the side of my head ridiculously hard, and everyone starts cracking up. And poor Alice, I don't even remember her name or anything, but you know, everyone's like panicking on stage, and poor Alice is trying to lift me up, but at the same time she's cursing the audience under her breath, like telling them to shut up. So she's like, "Shut up, shut up," and she's like pushing me down on every offbeat without realizing it. So I'm going up and down after I just got my head hit. And finally, like, they get me up and they're all like, "Oh," and they just kind of like shoo me off the stage, and everyone's cracking up because they thought it, like, I don't know, some people thought it was part of the story and some people didn't. And I'm walking off like holding my head and crying and everything, and my mom's waiting in the wings, and my brother was playing cards, so he was waiting back there also. And they're shoving ice packs like under my hood to try to, you know, numb it or whatever, and I'm sitting there crying. And I was telling my mom and all the director and everyone, I was like, "I'm sorry I left the stage. I know the show should have gone on," and going on and on and on and just crying. They're like, "It's okay. You're only 6 years old. You're allowed to leave the stage." And like to this day, I'm still so mad at myself for walking off that stage. I'm like, I should have stayed on stage. I should have kept going. And my mom always yells at me and she's like, "You were 6 years old. Let it go. It's okay." But that's my like my trauma for my life, is that I did not stay on stage when I was the Dormouse when I was 6 years old.